already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G.
We're back here another week here on the Tony Sands Show. I am Tony Sands, and we got a line of guests lined up here for you today here on the Tony Sands Show on the high school level. We're going to talk straight high school football. Then we're going to tap into a little college football. My list of guests that are coming on the Tony Sands Show that we are going to get a chance to let you hear. My main man, Wayne Blair, over at Borders Anderson, we're going to get a chance to see how he is doing with his football team. Here we are, a guy that has built Bort Anderson back to what it is. We're going to get a peek inside of how his spring football practice is going. We're going to bring on one of the top athletes in the country here from Deerfield Beach, Florida. Four-star athlete Brandon Powell will be joining the Tony Sands Show at around 8:20. Madre London, the outstanding running back over at St. Thomas Aquinas High School, will be joining the Tony Sands Show at about 8:34. And we're going to Atlanta to bring the elite of elite when it comes to the shutdown corners in the GA. That's right, I said in the GA. That's right, in Georgia at Lester High School in Georgia. We're going to bring Chris Murphy to the Tony Sands Show at about 8:13. So that's our list of guests. But we're going to get into some topics later on in the show that has to do with University of Miami probation and Penn State medical situation. This has been an offseason for college football that's been like no other. You hear some coaches calling Nick Saban the devil. That's right. At these luncheon, a coach called that coach with Nick Saban that was, you know, Nick Saban had an opportunity to bring this guy on, and he got his opportunity by Nick Saban, but he called Nick Saban the devil. And I wonder what that means when you call a guy the devil. That means this guy has some evil spirit. But I heard some great things about Nick Saban. I heard he loves his players, but he don't like talking to his coaches. I don't know how true that is. I hear so many people talking about it, people that's been associated with the Alabama program. I've heard a lot of that he don't like talking to his coaches, but he loves his players. Me as a player, I would love that. I wouldn't mind a guy not talking to his coaches but loving his players. That means his players get the utmost respect when it comes to that. That's our show for tonight. We're going to go to a commercial. When we come back, we're going to bring our main man, Mr. Bibbs, on from the Dallas area, and we're going to continue to talk high school football. So stay tuned as we go to this commercial break. Come back, join the Tony Sands Show. Stay tuned for a great show, folks.
Ladies, whether you're trying to look good for that special someone, or you're Miss Independent and you just want to look good for yourself, listen, you need to scratch where you've been going, cause sensational is where you need to be. Where they specialize in shortcuts, weaves, sew-ins and wraps and so forth. At Sensational Beauty Salon, it's guaranteed that they'll have you looking for an appointment. Call 954-786-3997. That's 954-786-3997. Located at 801 South Dixie Highway, Suite 5 in Cypress.
Commercial brought to you by Focus and Dirty B.
If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
Thank you. It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food if you can't get your dope sold. My uncle just died and it can't be. Tell me this, who made it? Already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Stress get thick, but I won't fold. Devil hoping that I switch, but I won't go. Riding in my whip, I'm lonely. On the side of the Lord, where I'm gon' be. Swerve, but I take back control. Whole time looking back at the popo. Shots smell blood in the blue sea. In the streets, they'll kill for a OZ. Written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball. Yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Straight to the top, that's for sure. Two clocks, two texts, and a fofo. Equipped for the snakes and the phonies. Even keep a close eye on the homies. These words come from my soul. My story had to be told. Let you see what I see and take you places I be.
Welcome back here to the Tony Sands Show. As I told you, those were my guests that was listening to the Tony Sands Show before we went to commercial break. I told you the list of guests that we're bringing to the Tony Sands Show. We're bringing Chris Murphy out of Lancaster High School in Atlanta, Georgia. Madre Lungeon from St. Thomas Aquinas High School. And Brandon Powell from Deerfield Beach High School, the four-star elite athlete. And we also bring into the Tony Sands Show one of the top coaches in South Florida that has taken a team, Boyd Anderson High School, from nowhere and has put it back on the map where it was once known to be. And that's Wayne Blair. He'll join us here on the Tony Sands Show later on in the show. But my main man is going to join us again this week. My main man from Dallas, Texas. My main man that always brings us the top information, either it be the Dallas Cowboys, the University of Texas, Texas A&M, or one of those elite high schools in the Dallas area. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show, my main man, Mr. Beals. What's happening, man?
What's going on, Tony? How you doing today?
Man, I'm having a great time, man. We got a great lineup of guests ranging from the Georgia area all the way down to the South Florida area. You're going to get a chance to talk to some of our elite future NFL stars here on the Tony Sands Show, and a coach that is doing a great job when it comes to coaching his football team. And that's my main man, Wayne Blair. He's a guy, I'm going to tell you, this guy played at St. Thomas, went to Tulane, came back to this community, has coached several kids that are now in the NFL, and he continues to give back to those kids that are in this area and all over the country. And that's Wayne Blair. But I'm going to tell you, man, hot topics are going on, Bibbs, in college football. Hot topics ranging from University of Miami's probation to Penn State's medical situation. I'm trying to understand, how do a team such as Penn State find themselves again, hot topic of college football? How do you, the medical situation blew my mind when I heard some of the accusations that are being made about the Penn State program. I could not believe it. But we're going to get into that later. But I want to get into now. Let's get into this University of Miami situation. Here we are, 3 to 4 years from this, when the accusations first broke out, and there's still no sanctions being brought to the University of Miami as we go on, and we found out that the same lawyer that was handling the University of Miami was the same lawyer that handled, as I call it, the whistleblower or the weasel. Why I call him a weasel? Because he loves hanging around young athletes. He loved hanging around young athletes. And when these young athletes did not show him favor, he did not stay loyal to these young guys. Now, University of Miami, you know, they had the ACC conference this weekend, Bibbs, to where the coaches and the athletic director sit down and talk. And that was one of the hot topics, this University of Miami promotion. Do you think they're going to get a heavy penalty, or do you think that the NCAA is trying to figure out how they handle this botch up case, this botch case that they bought on themselves?
You know, Tony, that's a tough one, man. I honestly don't know what's in store for the University of Miami as far as sanctions are concerned. I definitely feel like they're going to, you know, suffer some consequences for the things that they did in the past, you know. But as far as what you know, NCAA is going to do to them, I'm really not sure. I'm kind of baffled by why is it taking so long for them to figure out what is it that they want to do. I read that, you know, University of Miami, you know, they put sanctions on themselves throughout, you know, last season and the season before or whatever. But as far as NCAA coming down upon them, I don't know what they have up their sleeve or what they're waiting on. I mean, it's not like a waiting game, I guess, right now. I don't know if they don't want to have a reoccurrence of what happened with SMU and PAD. I don't know if they want it to be as bad as that was as far as their sanctions are concerned, but it's taking too long. Am I right or am I wrong?
I mean, it's taking too long for them to figure this out, but I think the NCAA got to make sure that they come down with the right sanction due to the fact of the lawyer playing both sides of the field and being paid by the University of Miami. So I think that's what has a lot to do with it, and it's the way that they gathered this information that can make this case. If you was dealing with this case in a court of law, this case would be thrown out for the simple fact of how it was handled. But we're going to listen to a soundbite that an interview of a reporter from the ACC conference in reference to the University of Miami probation. We're going to listen to the soundbite, and I want you to listen to this real close. When I say real close for the simple fact that you're going to hear this guy saying that there's still no definitive answer on this situation, and the NCAA is still in the place that they started out then that they're still in now. So let's listen to this soundbite a little bit and get into that, and then we're going to bring on one of Atlanta's finest athletes, Chris Murphy, to the Tony Sands Show. But let's hold on that. Atlanta folks, hold off. Don't grab your phones. I know you're ready to call in and talk to the main man, Chris Murphy, but hold on. Let's listen to this interview.
Voting items, but two hot topics today. One of them being Miami, which is going to continue to be a hot topic until this NCAA investigation is resolved. I know you had a chance to talk to Coach Al Golden. I had a chance to talk to Athletic Director Blake James. Not a whole lot of news coming from either one of them. Didn't really want to say a lot on the record, except they are going before the Committee on Infractions, which we already knew. But they both kind of gave a sense of how difficult it has been for them. Blake James in this new job, Al Golden since he arrived, having to deal with this mess. And talking to Al, did he give you any kind of sense on where he thinks things may eventually end up and how he's kind of dealt with all of this drama?
I got the feeling he's optimistic on what penalties Miami will get going forward. In other words, what penalties Miami won't get going forward. He wouldn't comment specifically on if he thinks they'll be penalized anymore. He doesn't want to do anything that would upset the NCAA anymore, if you will. But he said the biggest thing he's had to deal with, the biggest challenge, has been the unknown with the uncertainty of the penalties going forward. He said the thing that he's most looking forward to is the closure for this thing, to finally put it behind themselves. He referenced the two vacated bowl berths and potentially vacating an opportunity to play in the ACC championship.
Now, Bibbs, you heard that interview. You heard that interview being played, and it sounds like they're still in the same situation that this case was in some year, 2-3 years ago, and that's nowhere to be brought to a conclusion. Is it fair to these players and to the recruits that are looking at the University of Miami to be driven through the mud and drug out this long in this case?
No, it's definitely not fair to the players that are currently at the school and the players that are currently being recruited by the University of Miami. And that's why when I listened to that and when you said that, that was the first thing I was thinking, like, how is that fair to these players that, you know, that might have been Miami Hurricane fans since they were young and they always wanted to play for this school, knowing what's going on as far as sanctions are concerned, as far as probation is concerned. They still might want to attend, knowing that it could possibly be over by the time they get to that, to the age of where they can go play for the University of Miami. So it basically sucks for those kids and for those kids that are playing right now at the University of Miami that are unable to, you know, go to bowl games or whatnot, you know, just experience the full effect of playing college football. That's terrible. That's terrible in a sense. You know, it's taking entirely too long for them to come down with an agreement or a decision to be made upon the university. I just don't understand it.
And that is true, and that's why University of Miami fans and athletes that are receiving offers from the University of Miami, you continue to visit the University of Miami, because I don't think these sanctions are really going to hold up. I think they're going to say, okay, hey, time served for what you've done. You have served the time. You forfeited your bowl bid. You forfeited an ACC championship. So you University of Miami athletes that have those desires to play for the Canes, you continue to do that, because I don't think anything's going to come out of that. But, Bill, hey, let's head to Atlanta, man. I'm going to tell you something. Atlanta put out some fine athletes. When I say some fine athletes, some fine athletes. And we're going to have an opportunity to hear one of the elite athletes in the Atlanta area. It's coming to the Tony Sands Show. Let me tell you, this young man, 5'11", 180 pounds, runs a 4.41 40, wears that number 2 like Prime did in college, tackles, 29 tackles in 2012, pass breakups, 15, 3 interceptions. Let me run off some of the offers that this young man is receiving throughout the country from some of the elite schools: Louisville, Arkansas, West Virginia, Missouri, Vanderbilt, Purdue, Syracuse, Arizona, Akron, Indiana, Cincinnati, North Carolina, Oklahoma State, South Florida, Washington State, and the list goes on. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show from Lancaster High School in Marietta, Georgia, Mr. Chris Murphy himself, Mr. Shutdown Corner. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show. How you doing, young man?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Man, it's a pleasure to have. Anytime I can have a corner on, you know, I've trained some of the top corners to ever play this game. Some of the elite guys that they consider some of the best shutdown corners in the game. And I looked at your stats, man. I like that pass breakup. That tells me a couple of things. When quarterbacks come at you, they have to pay it two ways, either through an interception or an incompletion. Tell me some of the things that you're doing this offseason to continue the success that you're having make you a better athlete.
You know, I'm doing a lot of speed and agility work, a lot of weight training, a lot of squats, you know, keep my legs strong and conditioned. And then I also do position work with Coach Ray Buchanan. He used to play for the Falcons.
When you're in the Atlanta area, I guess if you want to, Ray Buchanan is one of the best to ever play the game at his position also. He was a top-notch corner for the Atlanta Falcons, man, so I know you are learning some of the best when it comes to the corner position. But tell me this. You say you're doing a lot of speed and agility work. What's your training like during the offseason?
During the offseason? Sir?
Yeah, give me some of your – give me an idea of your training regimen during your off season.
See, like during the off season, like right after I got out of school, I head to the gym. I start out with speed and agility. I do like an hour and a half speed and agility. You know, we'll do like lateral work, long distance work, quick bursts, lateral speed, and then right after that, I head straight into the weight room for about another hour and a half. And then I'll go through my weight training program. And then after that, I'll do like ab, like core work. And then I call it a night after that. And then depending on which day it is, I'll do the same thing, but then I'll go with Coach Ray and I'll do about an hour, 15 minutes worth of just straight DB stuff, you know, working on my footwork, working on my hips, press man, all that.
Now, tell me this. I've read off a list of schools here. Louisville, Arkansas, West Virginia, Missouri, Vanderbilt, Purdue, Syracuse, Arizona. What is it? What do your phone continues to ring? Do coaches continue to call? What is that experience like for those that don't get an opportunity to receive the offers that you are receiving and going through the process of recruiting like yourself? What is that like?
Now, it's crazy, but it's a blessing, like a lot of people, call me, want me to come to school, and, it's a blessing, I feel really, I'm really grateful that, that I have so many, opportunities and options as to, where I want to go to, play football at the next level.
Now, the summer's coming up, and I know there's a lot of traveling taking place during the summer for a guy like you. What are some of the schools you plan to visit and go to camps at this summer?
Now, I don't really plan on doing any camps this summer, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be taking visits out to Arkansas, West Virginia, Arizona. I want to make it out to Washington State, a couple schools like that. A couple of far away schools.
Who you say Washington State? Who, you know, it rains up there during their year round. What is a guy like you coming from? I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna say the ATL. I know you from Marietta, but when people ask you where you're from, do you tend to say Atlanta over Marietta?
Yes, sir.
That's almost like, I live here in South Florida, but I live in Pompano. But if I say I live in Pompano, it's tough for people to grasp where that is. But when I say I live in Fort Lauderdale, I say, okay, yeah, you're not too far from South Beach. So I know when you say Marietta, people look at you, okay. But when you say the ATL, the dirty, they got a good idea of where that is, because I'm quite sure they bring up, oh, you from where T.I. from? And things of that nature. So that makes it even better. I know, and I thought about it when I'm writing down Marietta, man. I'm saying, I found myself putting Atlanta because I know, I tend to do that here in South Florida. So I'm like, man, let me put down Atlanta because I know Atlanta sticks in a lot of people's mind. And when they talk about recruiting, they talk about the Atlanta area a lot when it comes to athletes. Now, at some of the camps that you have done in the past, how often do you get a chance to visit with a lot of guys from South Florida?
No, there are guys from South Florida like in almost every camp I've been to. So I get to interact with a good little bit of guys from South Florida area, in Florida in general.
Now, the main question I know a lot of people are wondering, and you don't have to answer it here, but you can give them a sneak peek to wet their tongue. When do you plan, and I know it's getting tough, so you have pretty soon you probably got to start breaking this thing down to probably like your top five schools. When do you plan to make your decision?
I'm going to make my decision within the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Wow. Okay. Within the next 3 to 4 weeks, man. Could you give us since you said that, is there a race, a top gun and a dark horse? Which one is what you consider the top five out of the schools that I ran off in that list in the order?
Well, if I could say my top five right now, I'd say Vanderbilt, Missouri, Arkansas, Arizona, and North Carolina.
North Carolina, okay. Now, when you say Missouri, I think about Missouri a lot because I'm going to tell you, I ran roughhouse over Missouri when I played college football. I rushed for 396 yards and 58 carries, 5 touchdowns against the University of Missouri. And now they move into they go from the Big 8, the Big 12 to the SEC. Do you here in the SEC country, do you still look at Missouri as an SEC school or a Big 12 school?
I look at them kind of both. Because, you know, their offense, it still run the same type of offense. So they still pass a lot. So, I mean, when you're practicing stuff, you still get to go against, like, Big 12 type of offense.
Correct.
But then when you go into games, you're playing against SEC competition. So,
right.
You know, you kind of look at it both ways.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, you know, it was a pleasure to get you on. I know it's tough, you know, with you guys, with your schedule that you guys have in high school, with your training and your decision making. It was a pleasure to have you on the show, man. I hope to see you in South Florida in the near upcoming weeks to come down to South Florida and train with some of our guys. As a matter of fact, before you go, I'm going to let you interact a little bit with a guy here out of South Florida, one of the top elite athletes in the state and in the country, and he is Brandon Powell from Deerfield Beach High School. He's an athlete here in South Florida that you'll probably be running into as the year comes along this summer. Brandon, welcome to the Tony Sands Show. How you doing? I'm doing pretty good. You're on the show here with myself, Mr. Bibbs, and Chris Murphy out of Atlanta, Georgia, via Marietta, Georgia, Lester High School. Brandon, we have spring ball. Chris, do you guys have spring ball in Atlanta?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you guys are in spring ball right at this point. We're in spring ball down here in South Florida. Brandon's in South Florida. Brandon, how is your spring practice going so far?
Going good right now.
So I'm quite sure both of you guys can relate to that. You being from Atlanta, the hot topic in Atlanta, and Brandon, you being the hot topic here in South Florida. Guys, if you had one thing to change about the recruiting process, Chris, I'm going to let you answer first, then Brandon, I'll let you answer second. What would be the main thing that you would like to see change in the recruiting process?
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many things in the recruiting process I like to change. But, narrow it down to one thing, it'd probably be, you know, everything that comes with getting all the offers. You know, because it's kind of overwhelming with all the offers, you know, everybody calling your phone and stuff, trying to hit you up every time you get a new offer, stuff like that. And it, you know, it gets really overwhelming. So that's one thing I'll change.
Brandon, what about yourself?
One thing I'll change is, not having to wait all the way until the season starts to take an official visit, because guys like myself that are graduating early, you know, you want to hurry up and get up the campuses and get a visit over so you can make your decision early before the time comes. So that's one thing I would like to change.
Now, Brandon, you said you're graduating early from high school. So you're graduating in December and head off to school. What decision process went into you understanding that you need to graduate early to get, I guess, to get into college? What made you think that would give you an advantage?
Just seeing what a couple guys that did last year, like T.J. Yeldon, what he did at Alabama, going to school early, getting a head start on the offense, workouts and everything, and what it paid off with him. So that's what I look at as just going up to school, getting my body right for college football, learning the playbook early. So that's one thing why I want to really graduate early.
Now, Chris, are you having plans on graduating early, or are you going to finish out and do the normal high school thing and join prom and things of that nature?
I'm graduating early. I'm reporting January.
Oh, so that means you guys are going to go through spring ball with your team. And one thing I say about that, guys, it gives you the upper hand on other guys that are coming in June. Why I say that? Because first impressions are lasting impressions. You guys get on these campuses and you make that impression in spring ball, and I guarantee you it makes you climb the depth chart versus somebody that's coming in. You're used to going to class, handling a regimen of study hall, handling a regimen of practicing, things of that nature. So it gives you that upper hand. You get adjusted way before your adjustment time. Not only that, now what I find about it that's so remarkable is that I look at how a lot of these guys are graduating early. Some guys are graduating 3.5 years, and all of a sudden then, guess what, with eligibility left, they go into their to the master's program. Have you guys thought that far with this process?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking about that, too.
You know, before you get out of there, you know, and anything else after a college degree is a plus, but I think the main thing that we must understand, guys, that we keep at the forefront is that college degree, because that's something that no one can take from you. And you guys remember that as you travel in this journey, because I'm going to tell you now, it's a honeymoon now. Remember what I told you, it's a honeymoon now. But the day that you step on that campus, the honeymoon has just ended. So soak all this up every day. Enjoy the coaches calling you. Enjoy them. Have to kiss up to you, a 17 or 18 year old, because when you get on that campus, guys, guess what? There's no more kissing up. The party is over. You become another athlete on that university, and you start to see what other athletes go through. Y'all got that? You understand that?
Yeah, yeah.
People have told you that about this process, because I see it happen for the positive for some guys, and then I see it happen. But a negative for some guys. If you look at the guy, I don't know if you guys have been hearing about the young man from Florida State, Matthew Thomas, that's trying to get out of his. He's trying to get out of his commitment with Florida State. And Florida State looking like they're not bending, fellas. They're looking like they're going to make him try to honor that thing as much as possible. And you got to understand now, when you sign that contract, I don't know if people's told you, you give up a lot of your rights in college football. So you guys make sure that you sign with the school that's best for you. I think he, in this article, he states that he was forced into doing this by his mom, and come to find out, he really didn't want to do it. And you're hearing a lot of that starting to pop up now in the recruiting process more than ever. You know, guys not signing because they want to sign due to the other reason. Man, you guys make that decision, because the next 3 to 4 years is a place where you got to live, and that's nobody else. So make sure it's home for you and not home for someone else. I thank you guys for joining here on the Tony Sands Show. Brandon, you continue to do well in the classroom and on the football field. Mr. Murphy, you continue to do great in the classroom and on the football field, because you guys are making your parents and your school and your community proud. Thank you for coming here on the Tony Sands Show. Bibbs, hey, man, let's get into some more football before we bring on Madre London here on the Tony Sands Show, the elite running back from St. Thomas. Bibbs, now you got to chime in on some of this. Now, I know I do a lot of talking, but I want to hear you. You sound like the crowd. I want to hear you go back and forth with these guys with me, too. Pull out some of that energy out of them. Let's don't wait on me. I know I talk a lot, but, hey, you got to chime in, man. Let's get some of the enthusiasm out of these young men.
You were going, man. I didn't want to interrupt, you know. I just sit here listening to what you were talking about, you know. I'll jump in there next time. I definitely jump in there.
Now this next athlete that we're going to have coming on from South Florida is Madre London. Now, he's a big fella, I'm going to tell you. He's a big fella and a beast. When I say a beast, he reminds me of a guy like Eddie George. That's just how he run. He has a list of offers from everywhere. When I say everywhere, from Nebraska, Florida State is loving this guy. Because I know Florida State was a school at one time that loved big backs. Right, they loved the big backs. You know, Sammy Smith was one of their guys that they loved. And I love watching him. And I watched him so much when he played at the University of Miami. I watched him one time run for 20 yards, 3 touchdowns on the University of Miami, even though it was a losing effort. But I enjoyed him, and I enjoyed watching him. Madre London is a guy that's built just like an Eddie George. He runs like Eddie George. He runs up. Run getting his knees up, so that way if you go to tackle him down or low, man, he's going to give you headaches, because his knee is going to hit your helmet, and you can possibly have a concussion. You understand what I'm saying? You could possibly have a concussion. And he's from Bibbs. Now, you know, he's from my alma mater. Now, my alma mater is St. Thomas Aquinas High School. You know, we are considered one of the best programs in the country.
Bar none. Hands down. Yeah, we hear a lot about St. Thomas out here in Texas. That's why one of the schools we do hear about out of the state of Florida. Y'all always bring it.
Yeah, I mean, we came to Texas now and played some of the boys in Texas a couple of times and came away as champions. So if you look at it, I think they, for team-wise, I think they own the state of Texas right now because no one has beaten them in the state of Texas that they went up against. You know, they own them, man.
You can't come down here and tell us that, though. Y'all own us. Now, I don't know. I don't remember that game or whatever, but I believe you, you know. Maybe I looked up. I don't know. But
I'm going to let Madre tell you. Madre will tell you. He'll tell you that they own the state of Texas now. You're talking about an elite of the elite because they haven't been beaten by a school in Texas. Texas came here. They beat them. They go to Texas. They beat them. They haven't lost to a Texas school. And I know a lot of Texas fans don't want to hear that because they live and love what they call their great state of football. They put football over God in Texas. That's just how y'all do it in Texas. Y'all fill up Texas State for a state championship game, man.
About neck and neck, you know, football and religion. Let me
tell you something. You know, you go to some Catholic churches, you know, you pass by Catholic churches in other places and they had a cross up. You pass by Catholic churches in Dallas, y'all have footballs up. That's just how y'all do it in Dallas, man.
They got the football, the team flag flying in the front of the church along with the Christian flag, man. Football is big down here in Texas. That's how we get down. That's our life, really.
I know, and when you can pay a high school coach six figures, man, you're talking about some money. Here in the state of Florida, you want to know what a high school coach make? A head coach? If he's not teaching, he only makes he has a $2,500 stipend. That's it. You don't have a six-figure salary.
Those six-figure salary coaches have been coaches for decades almost. You know, like, and it's only a few of those schools that can actually pay, you know, those coaches that much money. For the most part, we do have well-paid coaches. I wouldn't say they're underpaid, some of them. Some of them are, but a lot of them are not. So, but those six-figure coaches are those programs that have been winning state championships, multiple state championships for years.
Okay. So it's a myth that you're saying where they say all the coaches in the state of Texas start out like six figures.
Yeah, that's a myth, man. You have a few. You know, some of those legendary coaches that are still coaches are those that, you know, have started out in the lower ranks and moved up and have won at just about every level.
Okay.
But not too many of them. I can probably count on one hand. Probably that many coaches that make six figures coaching high school football in the state of Texas.
Okay, yeah. I mean, so that's just pretty much the same, you know, like we have here in Florida. There's a couple of them that you can name here that are making six figures also. But without further ado, man, let's get into it. We got another guest, top high school athlete in the country, taking over South Florida, had played for one of the greatest teams in the country, a team that have won multiple state championships, and he's an upcoming senior. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show, Madre London of St. Thomas Aquinas High School. How you doing, Madre?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well, man. How is spring ball coming?
Spring ball coming good. I'm seeing a lot of coaches come out, you know, working hard, trying to get that back on that time when they change the state championship.
Now, you said, Madre, you here on the Tony Sands Show with myself and my main man, Bibbs, out of Texas. I told him earlier that we own the state of Texas. St. Thomas own the state of Texas now.
No doubt.
I had to tell him. He said he don't know. It's hands down that St. Thomas, am I right, own the state of Texas, correct?
Yeah, he know the 10 skyline that we beat 2 years ago.
Let me ask y'all a question. What team is this that y'all defeated from the state of Texas? I'm lost.
Skyline.
Dallas Skyline? Oh, man.
We blew them out.
And Skyline was ranked one of the top teams in Texas that year.
But Skyline is not a perennial powerhouse in it every year out of the state of Texas. They have their years where they have, you know, some players that come in and perform to that level, but it's not a year in, year out thing for that. That's an inner city school, you know, and they, nah.
But we called them when they was a top in Texas, though. We called them when they was a top in Texas.
Say it again.
We called them when they were the top ranked team in Texas.
They had a top ranked D1 that year.
And think about this, Tony. They haven't won a championship in the state of Texas yet.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. If y'all ranking them in the state of Texas as your top team, but they don't win state championships, then I'm trying to figure out what's about your ranking system is something. There's something wrong with it.
Something's definitely wrong with it because Skyline hasn't won state. I mean, they got close. They've gotten to what I would say regionals a couple of years. They did make it this past season. They did make it the year before, and they had some standout players at Skyline High School. But
they had some guys that went – well, I think they had a couple of guys that signed D1 that year, now.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah,
they've had
some
D1 players, but they
don't
have –
how many, Andre?
15. So you have 15 players signed D1 on one team, and it's not that good?
No, I'm not saying they're not good, Tony. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying they're not a perennial powerhouse in the state of Texas. They not. If you go look up at state championships across the board in the state of Texas, Skyline doesn't have one. Not one. What? They didn't have individual players. And that's it. Right, that's been recently.
But like they say, when you go to fight, you want to fight the champion, the big dog. At that time, they were the big dog. They were the big dog in the state of Texas now. They the one that was raising the fuss in the state of Texas that in order to beat a team and come, if you come in the state of Texas, you got to play Skyline. Skyline was a talk that year. That was ranked in USA Today that year.
That's what they told y'all. But I'm telling you from my experience in watching high school football,
I get your opinion.
Nah, what? Skyline not the team. You have to go face some of those South Lake Carrolls, the Allens, and the Katie. Those are those teams that come in every year in our state championships. Every year. Not Skyline. It's not Skyline.
One year, I think we dominated. Florida dominated Texas because I think they had an all-star game in Daytona where Miramar beat, was it DeSoto?
Might have been DeSoto.
I think I actually caught
a glimpse of that game against DeSoto. I mean, DeSoto don't have any state championships either, but they are pretty good, though, year in, year out.
How y'all putting up? Wait a minute, hold on. When you put your team out here on the national spotlight, you want it to be your best, but you was telling me these are not the best teams in the state of Texas, so why are they playing the top-ranked teams in the state of Florida? And that way, guess what? That makes Texas look bad because you're not bringing your best.
You gotta understand how big Texas is. It's a lot of teams in Texas. A lot of teams in Texas that play at that top level, that peak performance, if that's what you want to call it.
Right.
Those two teams you named, I haven't seen them come across the state championship board yet. Now, they are ranked. I mean, ranked by what? They have what? D1 letter of intent or whatever. They rank them by how many players they have returning for their next 10 years or whatever. But, nah, man. I'm just going to be honest with you. Those two teams are not the teams that you want to play. Now, I do remember Northwestern coming down here when I was probably like, this is probably
you
like
know it. Now, go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it.
Northwestern came down here and they beat South Lake Carroll at SMU. I actually got a chance to attend that game. And now I can give you that one. That team.
Understand the word that you said, though. You ain't say win. You said they did what?
They beat them.
They beat the brakes off them. I ain't going to say they beat the brakes off them. So that was the same year that all that winning was going on where the state of Florida dominated the state of Texas. That same season.
That was the same year.
St. Thomas beat a team out of Texas. Miramar beat the team out of Texas. And Northwestern beat them out of Texas.
Year for Texas, huh?
Yeah, it was a bad year for the fellas. It was a bad year for the fellas. We got to admit, right? Am I right, Madre? It was a bad year for them.
Bad year for Texas, but it was a great year for Florida. I don't knock Florida at talent. Florida got talent across the board. They got speed across the board. That's all I can remember seeing when I watched Northwestern play. I was like, God, dog, these kids fast.
And when you talk about speed, you talk about a guy that's on the air right now that has speed, power, and explosion. Madre, Let's get back to you, man, because I know you are a Florida. Let me back that up. What made, now you got to understand, Bills, Madre is not technically from the state of Florida, but he moved to the state of Florida. Madre, what made a guy like you decide that you want to play football in the great state of Florida?
Oh, man, it's just a great opportunity. You know, there's a lot of great athletes out here. My mama and my brother talked it over, and it just felt like that it was going to be a great opportunity for me to be one of those great players also.
And I'm going to tell you something. Now Bibbs, you got to understand now, Madre, you was originally from Little Rock, Arkansas, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, here's a guy from Little Rock, Arkansas. His family is deciding that, you know, football just ain't football here in Arkansas. Football just ain't football. I'm seeing some beautiful things happening in the great state of Florida. And I want to put my son in a situation where he can get a great education plus play top-notch football. I'm quite sure all that went into this process of you deciding, you and your family deciding to uproot from the great state of Arkansas and venturing down here to the state of Florida. Was it a move that your parent, that your mom and your brother enjoy and say that they made the right move at this point?
Yes, sir. It's all paying off, you know, racking up offers. Just end up doing my what I want to do for my dreams, go D1.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you, so you felt moving to the state of Florida would better your chances to go D1, and now you have found out that that dream has come true. Give me some of the schools that have offered you, and let our viewers listen to your list of schools, because we brought on Brandon Powell earlier, and we brought on Chris Murphy from Atlanta, and they talked about how they plan to spend their summer with the training, with the traveling. Give me some of the schools that you have on your mind to visit this summer.
I got, for sure, I want to visit Boston College, Nebraska, Illinois. Those are the top three that I have right now that I want to visit. I want to visit North Carolina. And then the rest of them, that me and my brother decided I'm going to visit Arkansas, Ole Miss, Auburn, and TCU.
Okay, so you like TCU. I'm going to tell you something now. You know, the guy that I have an opportunity to be real friends with, the guy that played at TCU, that's an announcer and played great years, had great years in the NFL, and that's LaDainian Thomas. LaDainian Thomas broke my record as I broke it from, as I beat Marshall Faulk for the record, and all three of us are good buddies. And then LaDainian came at the end and broke my record. What makes TCU so attractive? Now, here we go, going back to the great state of Texas. What that makes that opportunity so attractive to you?
TCU is just in the state of Texas. You know, I always, when I was growing up in Arkansas, I always liked Texas Longhorn and just Texas itself. And then I know since they're in Texas, they're going to run the ball a lot because they breed big running backs like me that have the opportunity to run the ball.
And now I'm going to tell you, Madre, you was at one time, you guys were the premier back, is what I would say when it comes to playing football. Now, like you said big back. So you know now certain schools are catering to big backs, but certain schools are catering to little scat backs. What do you see if you had a choice of a conference and you look at the Big 12, you look at the Pac-10 or the Big 10 or whatever they call it, the Big 12, the Big, some of these little chain ACC. What do you see yourself, which is, they call it the Big 10, but it's the Big 12.
They have 10 schools, but they still call it the Big 12.
Ain't that something? And then you got, I think you got the, what's that, the, they got more schools, but they call themselves less. The Big 10. The Big Ten has, I think, they have more schools than that.
Yeah, they got it all screwed up right now, man. I don't know when they're going to try to change these names.
I can't even keep count. Then they got one conference called the Legends and one called, man, come on, play football. Call the conference what the numbers is and let's play football. But, Marjo, what do you see yourself fitting in at and what conference you think would suit your style of running?
I either say SEC or Big Ten.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, I like that SEC, man. That SEC seems to dominate. What's that?
I can see why he has TCU in his mind, because TCU was just coming a Big 12 member last season. they pound the ball. They run the ball. They're a running style team, you know. So I can definitely see why he has TCU in mind. And I like TCU. You know, I like them better than I like University of Texas right now.
Them the frog. What do they call them? The Foghorns or the
Horn Frogs.
I mean, I remember one time we played them in, and they bought that. They got a little car that make a lot of noise, and it looked like a freaking frog, and it scared the daylights out of me one time it came out, man. I'm like, wow. But I'm going to tell you, Marjorie, I want you to look at ESPN 3030 now. I'm going to tell you something. It's a guy that's coming on there called Dupree, Marcus Dupree.
Yeah, I seen that show.
You saw that show.
It's on right now.
You let that show be a lesson to you in all aspects of the recruiting game. As I told my guys earlier, when you make this decision, because it's going to come down to a time where you got to make a decision. You make this decision because Madre himself feel comfortable living in an environment that's suited for you. Because when it boils down to it, you're going to wake up every morning. Some mornings they're by yourself. You're going to walk to class by yourself. You're going to be on that campus a lot more times by yourself than you are with other people. And so you make sure that it's a suited decision for you. Because as you see what Matthew Thomas is going through at Florida State, where Florida State saying, we don't care what you made this decision for, we're not letting you out of this contract. Because you understand that it is a contract, right?
Yes, sir.
And you know once you sign a contract, it's a binding agreement between yourself and the NCAA. And what kills me about contracts, especially like this, Bibbs, is that they call them contracts, and they're supposed to be a binding agreement between two parties. But technically, it's only a binding agreement for one party, and that is the NCAA, because they're the only one who has the true power in this whole thing anyway.
Definitely.
They can decide to let you go when they get ready, but you can't decide to pull away from them when you get ready. Right. It's amazing. And it's got to come to a conclusion to where I'm quite sure in the near future it's going to come to a point where college players are getting paid, college players having more power than what they are because they are the low people on the totem pole, but they are the people that put the money in the schools. Marjorie, man, you continue to have a great spring. I want you to enjoy football this last year at your high school. Enjoy every minute of it because it will be your last high school season. So enjoy that. Enjoy the ride of this recruiting process, man, and join us again here on the Tony Sands Show. I'm going to let you, when you get ready to make that decision, I want you either come on my show first or we're going to sit together and I'm going to be there live with you when you make that decision because I feel you are a young man that's reaching for the stars. Yeah. Reaching completely for the stars, but you're going to land, guess what, in the galaxy.
Yeah.
Among the greats. So you continue, man. Tell Coach Steve and Coach Rocco, I said, what's up, man? I'll probably come by the school. When you guys got your spring game? I know you don't play a spring game, but you play an inter squad game. What day is that?
Next Wednesday.
So everybody that wanna get out and see a superstar running back, what day can they come to St. Thomas and what time?
23rd at 6 o'clock.
It is going down. Madre London is finna make his mark on the St. Thomas record book. Now, you know I still hold some of the records over there, Madre. You know that, right?
Yes, sir. We were just talking about you the other day.
Yeah, because y'all was – who, you and Coach Scott?
Me, Coach Scott, Coach Carter, and Coach Moose.
Okay, yeah, you know they voted me as one of the top 15 greatest athletes to ever come out of St. Thomas. And you know that's – when you are voted like that, man, with all the athletes that have come through St. Thomas, man, that's – that's something that I show my grandson each and every day because man, with the athletes that come out of that program, man, and to be ranked in the top 15 really is one of the best. They got me ranked now as the highest, best running back coming out of there, man. It's amazing. So you keep striving for that, man, because we want to see your name on that list one day. You got all it takes is one season. I found out all it takes is one. So you get that one and you make it happen. Hey, Bibbs, man. Another week down, baby. Another week that we have bought information from Texas to Georgia to Florida, and we have letting them know who is some of the top athletes at the high school level because we haven't been to the high school level, Bibbs. So, Bibbs, I'm going to let you close us out tonight. You close us out with what your thought of the day and what's got to take place.
Well, without further ado, I want to say thanks for having me on the show. And, you know, just to go back to this Texas high school football rivalry, I'm going to have to get some of my high school players on here to talk a little smack about Texas football, how y'all just came down on me about.
Next week, it's your week. You line up your guests. Next week is your week. You line up the guests. Next week is your week. And I'm going to bring, I'm going to have a Florida and a Texas guy on, and we're going to let them two young fellas battle it out.
Definitely. We're going to have to next, go at it, man.
Next week, guys, is Texas week, Texas Athletes week, here on the Tony Sands Show with my main man, Mr. Biff. Guys, you continue to stay here because next week is going down here on the Tony Sands Show. Which state holds the best record, Florida or Texas? Stay tuned here on the Tony Sands Show.
Already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raised in the world that's so cold. Why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G.